At 8 months old, Irita should weigh at least 8 kilograms. Instead, she is just 2.6. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, says she is the face of Chad's worsening nutritional crisis. Her mother, Zainabu Mamataya, says Irita got sick shortly after birth and has yet to recover.
As soon as my baby was born, I gave her some water or some millet water that I mixed with oil. I do this because it's a tradition handed down from our grandmothers. I don't really know why.
Chad is one of the countries in the Sahel region of West Africa experiencing a food crisis exacerbated by drought. UNICEF says more than 1 million children are facing death. But if Chadian women could be persuaded to breastfeed, infant mortality rates would fall drastically. Only 3 mothers out of every 100 exclusively breastfeed their children. The fund is supporting Medicines du Monde, which organizes village meetings to drive home the point. At this meeting, Izzy is encouraging other mothers to breastfeed their babies the way she does. Community health facilitator Akta Mamat Saleh says it's been working.
After Izzy has explained and then explained again and again, people are finally convinced. Now they understand the importance and the benefits of exclusive breastfeeding.
As part of another long-term solution to this nutritional crisis, UNICEF is working with partners to help Chadian farmers like Adum Adris grow a wider range of food given the drought affecting the region.
Even without much rain, we can use the wadis. And if we increase production in the wadis, we would be able to support the parents, who in turn could take care of their children. In the old days, we didn't eat vegetables, but now we are growing them.
Saving lives is the priority, and while Mamata's baby Irita is slowly putting on weight, UNICEF and its partners are working towards long-term solutions that will lessen the impact of future drought.